Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760, broadcasting live this morning from the Trump International Golf Club. And it is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. And that means, of course, at 9 o'clock hour, our first segment, it's always time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the Golf Exchange, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one, Patrick, and unless you're living under a rock, you've had to hear something about this story over the last week. J.P. Hayes, PGA Tour player and two-time former winner on the PGA Tour, during the second stage of Q School last week in Texas, he discovered that on two shots on a certain hole, hole number 12, he had unwittingly used a prototype golf ball that was not approved for competition by the USGA. He turned himself in and was disqualified. This was at Q School last week at Deerwood Country Club in Kingwood, Texas. On the 12th hole of his first round, J.P. Hayes, his caddy, reached into his golf bag, tossed him a ball that he played with two shots, a tee shot and a chip onto the green. And then when he went to mark his ball on the green, he realized that that ball he was playing was not the same model Titleist which he had started the round with. By rule, that's a two-stroke penalty. But later on that night, not only did he realize that it wasn't the same model ball he started the round with, he also realized it was a special prototype ball that had not yet been approved by the golfing bodies. So he called an official that night. He said, "I think I may have a problem." He said, "We'll call Titleist the next day," and he pretty much knew at that point that he was going to be disqualified. Patrick, question to you. Is J.P. Hayes a saint or just doing what most professional golfers would have done?
He's a doof, Russ. I mean, here's the quote. "It's a Titleist prototype, and somehow it got into my bag?" No, you're a professional golfer. You're the one thing you've got to make sure is you got the proper equipment, you have the proper amount of clubs, and you have the right types of balls in your bag that are legal to play. Now, he can blame his caddy if he wants or whatever, but ultimately it comes down to him. I don't think this calls for anything more than what it should have been. He absolutely needed to call himself on this. I understand it's a situation where he's trying to qualify and, you know, was in shape to do that for the PGA Tour. But nonetheless, this completely falls back on him that he should have known what equipment he had in his bag, specifically the golf ball. And with these guys that get these prototypes all the time from their ball manufacturers, they have to know. And it's a little bit on the manufacturer, too. It should have said on there somewhere, prototype or whatever, do not use in competition, do not put in your bag, it's something like that. But I don't think he's a hero or anything like that. It's the rules. You got to call him when you find out you're doing something illegal. But it goes back to him being dumb or allowing either his caddy or somebody else to have access to his bag to put these things in there. So I don't think he's a hero or anything like that. It's just a shame, and maybe he'll learn something for it. But JP's no kid, so I don't know how many more chances he's going to have to qualify for the tour. But nonetheless, I just think it's a stupid mistake and one that he should have known better than to have a ball like that in his bag.
Well, I will say this. I have no doubt that J.P. Hayes will receive the maximum number of allowable sponsors exemptions in the PGA Tour events next year, which is seven. He will receive all seven of his PGA Tour sponsors exemptions in 2009 because, you know, through this story, he's kind of becoming a household name, and he has name recognition now, not only to golf fans, but the average golfer is going to recognize his name. So when some tournament in 2009 extends a sponsors exemption to J.P. Hayes, the story in the paper the next day will be J.P. Hayes, comma, that idiot that in 2008 at Q School put a prototype golf ball in his bag and then played it for two strokes during the first round. I agree with you, though. It's an unfortunate situation. You know, it kind of reminds me of when Sammy Sosa said that he mistakenly used a kind of prototype, quote-unquote, bat that had cork in it that he said he only used during batting practice a couple of years ago. I don't know how many people believe that story or not, but Sammy Sosa cracked open a bat during a Major League game a couple of years ago, and it was a bat that had been corked. And then after the fact, he said, you know, it's kind of analogous to this story. It's kind of a, quote-unquote, prototype product that he didn't mean to use in a regular event but ended up using anyway.
The only thing I'll say about that, Russ, and believe me, I'm no Sammy Sosa fan, but you can't actually see the cork. So maybe he got up there and it just felt like a regular bat to him. These prototype balls look I'm pretty sure they look different than the regular Titleist ball. So he should have looked at
it. And he had marked it. He had even marked it with his Sharpie marker, with his regular mark that he would put on a ball he would have in play in a tournament. If it's something you don't intend to use in a tournament, why would you be marking it?
Like I said, he should be applauded in some sense for calling it on himself. But at the same time, that's a given. You just don't do that. So, I don't know. Hopefully he'll end up all right with it. But
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you. In probably another sign of our fragile financial times, some PGA Tour events are talking about not providing, specifically Buick tournament events, not providing those Buick courtesy cars to a lot of the players next year. It's just another sign of the difficult economic times we're in. Some of the tournaments will have them, but a fair amount will not due to the expense of giving these to the players. Is this just another sign of the financial times, Russ, or is this something that, you know, maybe was a really great perk anyway, and the players can drive themselves?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, but on the other hand, kind of believing it a little bit, the words that I'll say. This kind of proves to me in 2009, go Japanese, baby. The Honda Classic PGA National Resort and Spa is still going to have, courtesy cars for all the players in their field, and they'll all be, wonderfully designed and wonderfully manufactured Honda automobiles and, some other tournament. Now, of course, I say that kind of in jest, but, you know, it bears repeating. I mean, the big three are in trouble right now, but, most of the Japanese makers, including Honda, are not in trouble right now. But, I can't shed a tear for PGA Tour players. They're pampered so much, and they get so many things given to them. The fact that they're losing Buick loaner cars here and there on the PGA Tour next year in 2009, I don't think it is that big a deal. I'm sure they can afford to rent a car for the week. And, other players, I know Annika Sorenstam and Charles Howell and a couple other players have sponsorship deals with Lexus. I know some other players have sponsorship deals with Cadillac and Mercedes. So I know that those individual players that have their own automobile deals themselves will still be getting courtesy cars, including Tiger Woods, who's got a deal with Buick. And I'm sure Buick, even though they won't be lending out courtesy cars to the entire field, will still make sure Tiger has his own courtesy car next year in 09, whenever it is he returns. But this is not a big deal to me. It's obviously a sign of the times and a sign of the struggling economy. But in regards to the PGA Tour players, I'm not really that concerned that they won't be getting free Buicks for a large part there in 2009.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think this is an issue at all in terms of the players. They can, like you said, rent their own damn car, or if they have specific agreements with Buick or whoever it is in terms of individual sponsorships, and those companies should provide them with cars in whatever cities those players are playing in anyway. I just think it's one of the things that tournament directors are going to have a difficult time, if they have to cut back on this perk in terms of enticing players to play where it means something. I mean, some of these players, a card does not mean that much to them, but some of them it does. So I think it's just another tool that the tournament directors are not going to have to entice some of those marginal players that they'd like to have come. It shouldn't be a deal breaker. If you still get an invite to play, you should figure out a way to get there. But it's one less thing that a lot of the tournament directors,
right,
I think, are going to have in their satchel to throw out there to some.
And let me say it again before we move on, one last time, kind of half tongue-in-cheekingly, but half kind of seriously, go Japanese, baby. Honda Classic in 2009. If you're a tour player and you want a loaner car, sign up for the 2009 Honda Classic at PGA National Resort and Spa. Honda will still be providing loaner cars for all 144 players in their field. Do I sound like a homer, Pat, at all?
There you go. You got to push it, Russ.